This is a mean farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's Thanksgiving Eve, so time to do a little poem. 'Twas the night before Gobbler, and all through the farm not a turkey was stirring, 'cause they were all defrosting. All right, not a good poem, but a great holiday dedicated to gratitude and gluttony. Gluttony, my favorite cardinal sin. Yeah, I'm sure thankful there's so much to eat. Hey, let me tell you, any turkey comes near this farm, he better watch out. He better bring a bodyguard. Hear what I'm saying there, Jesse? Any turkey comes near this farm, he better watch out. He better bring a bodyguard. Golly, I love a mean politician when I see one. And you know, Jesse's got all the class of a trailer park septic tank, don't he? Huh? Anyway, let's eat. Gotta have some green bean casserole with a can of mushroom soup and the crunchy onions. I think it's a law. I hate them federal mandates, don't you? Hey, gotta have some cranberry sauce. Now, that's weird stuff, but you know, I just love the way it comes out of the can. You cut off both ends of the can there and then let it slide out real slow. Yeah, touch it. Go ahead, touch it. Well, I won't eat it, but I like to touch it. It's weird, ain't it? And let's have taters and gravy. Death gravy. Yeah, my blood thickens up just thinking about it. And yeah, let's have a relish tray piled high with pitted black olives. You know, I never eat them things except Thanksgiving. I don't like eating them because, see, I used to be a pitter. Yeah, a pitter. I'd get the pits out of them. Yeah, you Well, enjoy, and remember, be grateful. Grateful I'm not coming to your house for the holidays. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's a Malox moment. And now, a special Thanksgiving message from Nebraska head coach, Tom Osborne.
Thank you. I don't quit.
What?
Sorry. I don't quit.
Couldn't hear you. You quit?
No, I don't.
Try once more, coach.
Oh, I give up.
Well, there you have it. Coach Tom Osborne has given up, making him the fifth Big 8 coach in 4 days to quit trying to read his Thanksgiving message. Who will be next?
Well, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. Well, you know, after spending 40 hours a week putting together a Man Minute, I'd like to answer my mail, like all these questions about, Jerry, how come you have progressed so far beyond our caveman attitudes towards women? Well, it's because Beyond Caveman is Jurassic Farm, the Mean Farmer tape. It's on sale now at the Megamart and all 15 Homer's locations, and I've sent my girl Friday out to pick me up a few so that I can turn down the volume on the TV set and enjoy football with the Mean Farmer Jurassic Farm tape up real loud. That way the wife can enjoy it too while she's making me sandwiches. The Mean Farmer Jurassic Farm and all the Mean Farmer tapes of the past, plus, of course, the Mean Farmer video, on sale now at all 15 Homer's locations. And pick up a mega pack at the Megamart. The Mean Farmer, Jurassic Farm. Merry Christmas. Men.
just look at the price of hot dogs. I wish we could make our own, just like we grow our own vegetables.
Now you can make hot dogs from scratch. Hi, I'm Larry Goofus, and this is my new video, Make Hot Dogs from Scratch. This video will tell you everything you need to know to save thousands on your hot dog bill. Follow my 7 easy steps, and you'll be dining like royalty without ever going to the grocery store. Step 1, buying a steer, a hog, and a snake. Step 2, building a mini slaughterhouse in your garage or basement. Step 3, disposing of everything but the lungs. Step 4, combining the meat with filler you can find in your home. Step 5, shaping those dogs. Step 6, what to use for hot dog skin. And step 7, yum, yum, yum.
How's your hot dog, Timmy?
It's the best ever. Mom, have you seen my lizard? It's been missing for days.
Another hot dog, dear?
Make hot dogs from scratch. Call the number on your screen to order. Just $29.99 for the video. First 1,000 to order, get a free starter pig. Call now. Make hot dogs from scratch.
It's a trip to the Orange Bowl. Yes, I'll give you a trip to the Orange Bowl just for listening. Mega Coffee, the beverage of champions, is proud to announce the Mega Coffee Bowl. Just take a picture of yourself drinking Mega Coffee from a bowl. The bigger, the better. A bowl of hot Mega Coffee on a wintry morning gets you started. And just 34 ounces of Mega Coffee supplies 2% of your body's daily requirement of zinc. So, send us a picture of you drinking Mega Coffee from a bowl, and you're heading for the Orange Bowl. A bus ticket, a 34-hour ride. Look, out the window, there's the stadium. Hope you enjoyed the trip. The trip for the Orange Bowl fan from Mega Coffee, the drink that puts your brain on probation. Are you terrified that furry little animals living behind the refrigerator will scurry out of their hiding place and devour you the second you fall asleep in front of the television while watching Minor Celebrity Jeopardy featuring Brooke Shields, Calvin DeForest, and Ron Popeil? They will, you know. The answer? Stay awake. Watch exciting television. Station number H. Tonight, first came Gone with the Wind, then Scarlet. Now Station number H presents the exciting conclusion of that great romantic saga, Nightmare at Tara, with Freddy Krueger as Rhett Butler. Then stay tuned to Station number H's Urkel hosts Unsolved Sitcoms. Plus, the funniest half hour on TV, outtakes and bloopers from the Spanish-American War. And cap off the night with the best late-night talk show around, The Robert De Niro Show, live from the Canal Zone with his guests Nadia Comaneci and Fluffo the Lard Clown. Tonight on Station number H.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, one of the giants of male evolution has issued a pronouncement. One of our heroes, the man who made it all right to weep and to nurture and to hug other men, has spoken. Alan Alda has given a major interview to the What I Watch column of TV Guide. Now, Alan Alda watches only one weekly series, NYPD Blue. Now, he's so far ahead of the rest of us that I better clear up a few questions we all might have as to the deeper meaning of this news. Like, NYPD Blue is on only 1 hour per week, but we know that Alan Alda, being a guy, watches TV all weekend long and for 3 hours every night. What gives? And what does he do with the remote? Well, it took me minutes of hard thinking, but I figured out that he must tape every episode of NYPD Blue and watch it over and over and over and over and over again. And the remote? Pause, still, fast forward, rewind. And what does this mean for us? I myself can't stand NYPD Blue. All those strong women make me uncomfortable. But Alan Alda means for us to pick a favorite show and watch it over and over and over and over again. So when Alan Alda says NYPD Blue, he means Married with Children. What wisdom. What leadership. Alan Alda, I admire you. Your work. I admire your work. Well, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
The following is a paid political announcement, though no one is taking responsibility for the announcement itself just for paying for it, and we don't know why.
I'm running for mayor of Omaha, but I won't tell you my name.
One of the candidates, and it might have been me, has pointed out that while the other candidate,
who might have been me, was on the school board, crime increased in Omaha.
But did he or I go far enough?
And what can she or I do to defend her or myself?
People in Omaha should realize that it was while George Bush was president that the Buffalo Bills started ruining Super Bowls.
What's more, it's only since Tom Osborne became head coach at Nebraska that we lost the Panama Canal.
On the other hand, since Pete Rose was suspended from baseball, the Iron Curtain has fallen.
Now what can one,
maybe oneself,
say in rebuttal? She or I might point out that since I or she got into this runoff election,
the Christmas season began,
making everyone full of good cheer.
Or is it a coincidence that during the last session of the city council,
Barbara Streisand returned to concert performing?
The voters must decide.
As mayor, I will fight for the two things Omaha needs desperately.
An engineering college.
And an electric chair to call its own.
Paid for by the committee to elect the guy who won't tell us his name, person who was in the library with lots of witnesses when Kathy Lee Gifford was picked to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, treasurer. In the hustle, bustle, two-job family 90s, seems like you never have enough time to do the really important things in life, like rollerblading your pet to the vet, or eating a whole box of sugar-coated cereal by yourself, or working on that pipe bomb project, or remodeling the church without permission, or bothering a waitress at the pancake house with a slinky, or pulling into a strange driveway, honking your horn and yelling, "We're here!" or dropping trow at the Kmart while measuring gift wrap, or taking your cat with you under your shirt when you go to that big charity dinner, or sending your wife a basket of steamed clams without any reason at all. When you need more time to enjoy life, remember, you can always quit. It's a message from the Reformed Abnormal Church of Brando. We're the Marlins. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's go Christmas shopping. Ah! All relax, huh? Yeah, let's head for the mall. First thing, parking. Well, my sweet lord, it looks like the Iraqi army on the highway heading north out of Kuwait City with Norman Schwarzkopf right behind. After the airstrikes, that is. Smoke and wreckage all over Section J1. Call in mall security. You know mall security, don't you? The dropouts in the surplus post office jeeps and the pepper gas spray on their hip. Loitering? Psst. Oh, sorry, ma'am. Didn't realize he was only 4 years old. Yeah, anyway. So how do I find a parking place during Christmas shopping season? Well, look at this here truck. It's an International Harvester 3/4 ton. I welded these I-beams on in place of the bumpers, and there's more rust on her than the Titanic. Shot holes in the muffler, got a skull-sized spiderweb of cracks in the windshield, and a bumper sticker that says, "The NRA is too liberal." And another one says, "Napalm on board." That's right below the gun rack with the Stinger missile in it. So how do I find a parking place? Oh, You know, oh. You know. Yeah, then after rearranging the BMW and the Ford Probe. Probe, I like that name for a car. Probe. Yeah, we're parked, so let's go on inside the easy part, shopping. Out of my way, Santa. Eat shoe leather, lady. If you stop, you drop. He who hesitates is lost during Christmas shopping season. Well, we'll just go on into the Swiss Colony Meat Product Gift Gallery and buy everybody on my list a 5-pound beef log. Woo! You might make a nice holiday fire, too, you know? Yeah, I start up real good. Burn for 3 hours apiece. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, bundle up. It's blizzard fun time. Here, it'll keep you warm, put a bunch of chickens under your sweater there, huh? Oh, golly. Ain't that fun?
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen. The latest trendy collectible is a decorative urn containing the ashes of a loved one. And who's more loved than Santa Claus? What a great Christmas idea. It's the Dickie Schmooze Santa's Cinders. Now, I should explain to parents that just like all the malls and department stores hire people to play Santa Claus, these ashes aren't the real Santa. But the kids won't know that. Delight and amaze them this Christmas with Dickie Schmooze Santa Cinders. Send $89.95 to Dickie Schmooze Cinders, Box 1, Naughty Elf, Paraguay. Urn sold separately.
See, when you hit stop there, you got to hit re-cue there first, but once you hit stop, then you...
Wait for the music.
Forget Bob, Andy, Whitney, and Elvira. The best celebrity family Christmas specials are on Station Number H, starting tonight with a very special... Kevorkian Family Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jack Kevorkian, and this is my wife, Ethel, and my kids. Ooh, they don't look like they're feeling well. Wouldn't it be nice if they found a way out of their suffering just in time for Christmas?
Join Dr. Jack Kevorkian and his special guest, Jimmy Stewart, as they poke fun at Christmas classics.
Hey, why you standing on this bridge, pal?
I've ruined everything. People in Bedford Falls would be better off if I'd never lived.
Uh-huh. Bye!
It's a Dr. Jack Kevorkian Family Christmas on Station Number H. Tonight, right after America's Funniest Christmas Tree Fires and a Muppet oil spill at the North Pole. Only on Station Number H. Looking for that perfect Christmas gift?
I don't want to buy another necktie or any more perfume.
Why not buy the gift that says, hey, I'm global in my outlook, sophisticated and creative.
Not a scarf or costume jewelry, is it?
No. This year, buy the right gift. Put a Glockman Industries 960 LT Hydro Turbine under the tree.
A Glockman Industries 960 LT Hydro Turbine?
Yep, the same babies that harness the thundering spillways of Hoover Dam and produce valuable electricity, keeping the wheels of civilization turning.
Wow, a hydro turbine. What a great gift. but it probably costs too much.
Glockman 960 LTs are now half off, just in time for the holidays.
Half off? Golly, that's a savings of more than $2 million a turbine.
Right, and the Glockman 960 LT is more compact than other hydro turbines, less than 20 feet tall and portable. This sleek unit is under 100 tons.
And the warranty?
Well, if your Glockman hydro turbine throws a blade, just dial 1-800-BLUE-GLOW. We'll get your power grid back up quickly.
Wow, Glockman's exclusive molybdenum dependability, a good price, and do you deliver?
Guaranteed delivery by Christmas morning, pending bridge access and underpass clearance. So if you give a damn,
make it a Glockman hydro turbine Christmas.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, what do women really want? A gift-giving guide for men. Well, the easy answer to the question, what gift should I give the special woman in my life, is jewelry or a mink coat. That would be wrong. Women today, when given expensive jewelry, become angry, saying, "So, you want to decorate me with ornaments? I'm not your Christmas tree." In fact, the more expensive the jewelry, the less she wants it. To say nothing of what the fur and jewelry rights people will do to her if she actually wears those outmoded throwbacks of her second-class past. Give her the types of things you expect to receive. Handkerchiefs, neckties, golf tees, fish hooks. Then she'll see that you respect her as an equal partner in your gift-giving lives. Well, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. This year, give the gift that has delighted Midlanders for thousands of years, Southwest Iowa. Now on sale at Dartman's, in malls everywhere. If she has everything she needs, give her what she wants. The Pacific Ocean, now on sale at Dartman's, in malls everywhere. You can't give her the moon, but you can secure its mineral rights. Now on sale at Dartman's, in malls everywhere.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, it's a special time of year for children, so today, I just want to talk to the kids. All parents now get away from the radio and let Uncle Dickie talk to his favorite people in the world, the children of America. Okay, hey kids, want the magical powers to do or get anything? Pick up the phone and press these numbers. 1-9-0-0. Hey, are there parents around? No. I just want to talk to the kiddies. Okay, press 1-900-825-2656. Then, after just a few minutes, you'll be able to fly or meet that Bernie or be one of those mutant power Stimpy things. Anything you want. That's 1-900-8BKAMIN. $8 a minute. Got it? Okay, let Mom and Dad back in the room. As I was saying, have a Merry Christmas from the Schmooze Institute for Virtuous Living, Box 1, Orphanage, Texas.
Hark, the harried shoppers cling in sweaty shopping malls coast to coast. 'Tis a season to be stressed out. Are you dreaming of a please God let it be over Christmas? Do you wish things were like they used to be in the good old days? Well, pack up the siblings in the old surplus post office Jeep and carol your way merrily to Mitchell Zabnog's old-fashioned Rasputin's Christmas Village, south-southwest of Gretna on County Road BB. See, Christmas past, free of commercialism and stress. Christmas just the way Rasputin the Mad Monk would have liked it. Enjoy the traditional values that ruled before humanism ruined the world. See the orphanage. Have some holiday gruel. See the child labor in Rasputin's toy shop. See the debtor's prison. No MasterCards here. Wave at the Tsar. Look out for the Cossacks. Dance, dance, dance till you drop at Santa's Vodka House. Beyond the mall, beyond the Tree of Lights, beyond Gretna on County Road BB. Mitchell Zabnog's old-fashioned Rasputin's Christmas Village, a taste of the good old days. Bring out your dad and bring out your family. Sit on Rasputin's lap. He'll tell you what he wants. Get into the holiday spirits at Mitchell Zabnog's old-fashioned Rasputin's Christmas Village. Turn left at the gaily decorated scaffold, south-southwest of Gretna, on County Road BB.
Oh no, the garbage collectors will not take away our Christmas tree.
How will we dispose of it after Christmas? Hi, I'm Carl Fluid Nose.
And I'm Loopy Gravel Tush. Come to our seminar, How to Get Rid of Christmas Trees, this Sunday at the Happy Theft Motel in
Omaha.
Should I save time later by throwing out my Christmas tree now? We will tell you.
Can I plant my Christmas tree? Our seminar holds the answer.
We have held this seminar in cities like yours, cities like London, Ontario, and Washington, Pennsylvania. Now the people in those cities can successfully take down their Christmas trees.
Now we want to help the people in
Omaha.
If they won't pick up your tree, are you stuck with your tree for life, like with relatives?
Worry no more. Must I take pictures of my Christmas tree every so often so I can prove that I have not thrown it out with the trash? We will share the success stories of others.
Others like you. How to get rid of Christmas trees this Sunday at the Happy Theft Motel in
Omaha.
Elvis Presley, Andy Williams, Neil Diamond. Christmas albums by rock artists have delighted us for years. Now experience the worst collection of Christmas music ever. Elf on the Tracks by Bob Dylan's stupid cousin, Rob Dylan.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Never before has the Christmas season heard such sarcasm.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday green. But it's all right, Ma. It's only Christmas time in the city.
Rob Dylan's Elf on the Tracks contains all of what were your Christmas favorites.
Hear those sleigh bells ringing. Jing, 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 jingling too. Jing, 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 jingling too. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, but it doesn't matter.
It'd be great to stuff a stocking with Rob Dylan, but if you can't find him, get Elf on the Tracks and make it an angry young Christmas.
Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa!
can't find the Power Rangers toys the kids are screaming for? You waded into the toy store and lost a coat sleeve, your purse, and the last of your self-respect. Though you did exchange phone numbers with a stranger in the midst of the group grope, so it wasn't a total loss. Your 10-year-old is threatening to videotape you in the shower unless Power Rangers toys show up under the tree Christmas morning. Don't give up. Hey, there's an answer from Recycled Toys Incorporated. Look, you got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figurines, He-Man figurines, dismembered G.I. Joes, old Barbie and Ken dolls. That's all you need. If you've got the Recycled Toys Incorporated Power Ranger customizing kit, take that old Barry Bonds starting lineup figurine, slap on a helmet, glue on shin guards, gloves, and a chest protector, and you've got a Yogi Berra, but spray painted, and voila! The Red Ranger! Caution, glue and paint in a well-ventilated area. Power Rangers are just a away with Recycled Toys Incorporated Power Ranger customizing kits. Available at body shops, bondage bars, and fine salons coast to coast.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, it's an important day. Why? Because it's cold outside? Caring, sensitive men of the 90s may get sick and die? Or because there's only 12 days left to get Jurassic Farm in time for Christmas? Well, the answer to all those questions is yes. But today's also important because it's an election day. Now, if I were mayor, the first thing I'd do is find out which of the chosen elite was really in charge. Rupert Murdoch? Donald Trump? Sony? Then I'd resign. Maybe that's what happened to the last mayor. Anyway, you want to know, whom do I endorse? I don't know. It's someone who won't tell us their name. You know, maybe I won't vote. After all, I've been invited to do so, and according to the candidate who keeps telling us his name, accepting an invitation is grandstanding. So make up your own mind. I'm out of it. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. Hey, Joe, give me that candy cane.
That's no candy cane, Bill. That's my kid's budgie.
I didn't think it was very minty, but why did it look like a candy cane?
Well, that budgie was wearing a candy cane sweater, one of the holiday collection of foodware for pets from Tamerlane.
The holiday collection of foodware for pets from Tamerlane.
The holiday collection of foodware for pets from Tamerlane.
Wow. Hey, that is one big Christmas ham on the end of that leash. Ow! Oh, hey, that ham bit off my nose.
Well, that's what you get for trying to eat a Rottweiler.
Another of the collection of foodware for pets from Tamerlane.
You bet, Bill. Fruitcake hats for cats, cranberry fish earmuffs, chestnut potbelly pig boots, and of course the candy cane sweater and ham coat, all part of the holiday collection of foodware for pets from Tamerlane. Here, Bill, have a glass of eggnog.
Wait a minute. How do I know that's really eggnog and not a snake wearing mittens, Joe?
Well, it's liquid, Bill. How could it possibly be a snake wearing mittens?
Oh, you're right, Joe.
I lied, Bill. It is a snake wearing eggnog mittens from Tamerlane. The holiday collection of foodware for pets is available at Mohammed's Gifts and Onion Rings, all Slippery Elf stores, and at Mr. Potter's Wrigley Surprise stores coast to coast.
Hello, this is Arnold. I want to congratulate Omaha's new mayor, Hal Dobb. Now, the day of the criminal is finished in Omaha because we have a huge police force. Look at our police horse. It is huge.